Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, Reiki Master Teacher and author of A New Life Awaits, Spirit Guided Insights to Support Global Awakening, which shares stories and messages from Spirit that show us our challenges are not merely economic, political, or societal, but a deep disconnect from our true being or inner soul wisdom. I am delighted to welcome Wendy Darling, author of Create Your Miraculous Life, which is a manual for reinvention of purpose and desire through examining the tools to reset your passion, focus, energy, and mindset on the life that has eluded you. Once you remember who you are, your dreams and intentions then begin to unfold. Hello, Wendy, and thank you for joining us on Healing From Within.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Wendy, as listeners of Healing From Within are so well aware, my guests and I offer intimate and insightful views of life in its entirety, reminding us that we are much more than we appear to be, and in working with our spiritual goals, we are able to create lives of purposefulness, health, happiness, and intimate relationships with those we love. Our perceptions of ourselves, life and death, and energy are the keys to unlocking many mysteries, and once understood, allow fear, limitation, and suffering to fall by the wayside. Life is indeed an interesting mix of people, events, and happenings, all designed, I believe, to lead us to our best reality, and nothing is random. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Wendy Darling will share her belief that it is never too late to recover the dreams and passions you have set aside to find the purposeful path and have the relationship you want, or start a family, even find love again in late life, regardless of the reason, age, money, family commitments, marriage breakdown, exhaustion, health, past failure, lack of education. There is help within us and around us to ignite the pilot lights of individuals, couples, and companies. And right now we need it to ignite the passions of the world, because the world is going through so many challenging situations. So Wendy, I always love to ask my guests to think back to their childhood and remember a person, place, event that may have shown them or others the interest and lifestyle they might pursue as an adult. For it appears to me that we enter life with a life plan and destiny which unfolds in time. So, how were you as a child?
Well, when I was really, really young, I was very vibrant and active. I loved to dance. I loved to sing. Apparently, when I was really, really young, my parents actually were approached to have them consider me for film and TV, of which they declined. Of course, when I found that out later in life, I was like, seriously?
well,
denied me of this opportunity.
Wendy, I always have coincidences with my wonderful guests. And now that you said that, my daughter Stacy was exactly that way. I was that way too as a child, but she was exactly that way. And I was always told that she should be in film. And in a very coincidental way, she eventually did get to be in film. And I didn't want to accept it either, because I was a teacher and I was afraid she might be damaged by rejection. And, you know, there were many elements in the film business, as wonderful as it is with the finished product, going through the process is not all that wonderful. So yes, she became a professional child actress for 10 years, and she did work in every different aspect, film and television and voiceovers and theater. So it was a wonderful experience, very hard work, and it's funny that you just mentioned that. So we have a coincidence.
Thank you. Well, actually, that was when I was very, very young. But my mom was overly stressed, and quite honestly, she was highly critical. She was physically and emotionally abusive. And so as a child, I was pretty repressed. I went from that little girl with bright, shiny eyes and lots of energy to becoming very withdrawn. The world did not seem safe to me. And so I actually grew with fairly low self-esteem and not knowing who I was. And it was my journey in life, in part, to discovering that. And, of course, there's way more than that to this story.
Of course. And I'm sorry that happened, because it's happening all too much in many families. Many people are not prepared to be parents. It's that simple. I was an elementary school teacher for part of my life, and I saw parents who were doing great damage to their children.
Mm-hmm.
We can only do what we can do. The soul has a destiny, a life plan, and we learn from all these experiences. So,
of course. I did.
Yes, of course you did, and it was part of your plan. And you have a wonderful laugh, a joyful laugh. So we get through anything with the right thoughts in our head and attitudes. And we forgive those people because they simply don't know what they're doing. That's how I have to feel about it. We forgive them. So let's go on to the motivation and inspiration for writing this book. I'm going to say that your beginning was part of it. And why did you choose the theme, It's Never Too Late?
Well, at the time that I was writing the book, which was last year in 2021, first of all, I was 69, rapidly approaching the big 70. And even though I was shocked, it was like, how the heck am I here already? That was facing me. We were also in the midst of the pandemic, and so many lives had been turned upside down and inside out that the timing of it felt even better, because a lot of people were needing a boost. You know, so many people have been concerned about their finances. So many people are wondering, has life or love or health or wealth passed me by? And I knew that that was definitely not true, because it's never too late. But so the book really started out with that theme of it's never too late. I, by the way, have transformed my relationship with my mom. She's actually here in San Diego, at a facility close by. She has progressively declined with dementia, and recently even had to be transferred to skilled nursing. But my point is that I learned even how to heal and transform the relationship I had with my mom. And for that, I'm tremendously grateful.
Well, you've evolved. You've evolved to a level of accepting, allowing, and surrendering. And that is what an advanced soul does, and that's what we're here to learn more about, and to refine our soul energy. And our physical life offers us the opportunities to do that. So I'm glad you just said that, that you were able to help her now and be rid of your sadness or pain for the beginning. And it's all about forgiveness and love. That's all we're all about. So
yeah,
you did it.
And there was a little more to that as well, but I will agree with you. So when I was sitting down to write the book, it started out with It's Never Too Late. And I was talking to my publisher, who happens to be my best friend, and I was sharing with her, you know, this it doesn't feel complete. It seems like there's more. And she was really cute. She said, Wendy, your first book was titled The Miracle That Is Your Life. At that time, you even changed the name of your business to the Miraculous Living Institute. Your process that you use with your clients is called the Miraculous Living Method. Maybe, just maybe, we need to put a little something in here about miraculous living. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And the reason I'm also bringing this up is, as I mentioned, I was rapidly approaching 70. We were in the midst of a pandemic, and I was also affected in certain ways by that. But what also was happening is my son became very ill last year. And so, truthfully, my life was feeling very unmiraculous. And so, once again, I had to dig deep to find that place within me that not only believed, but knew miracles are possible. At the very beginning of this book, I quote Albert Einstein, and I love this quote. He said there are basically two ways to look at life. Either there are no such thing as a miracle, or everything is a miracle.
And I believe the second one. Miracles are happening all the time, big and small, but people are too busy worrying to see it. They are too engaged by their ego and their societal training and problems and home problems, and that they miss so much of the beauty that spirit is giving to us through the many miraculous things that are happening for all of us. It's not
absolutely
just special. So I'm glad you said that. But let's go on to what health challenges did you face as a result of an accident that made you begin to realize you could change your thoughts and improve your life? Now, this happened a while ago, right?
Yeah, now 30, maybe 31 years ago.
Yeah.
I was a management and organizational development consultant. I was hired by Fortune 100 companies, and actually businesses of a variety of sizes. And I would go in and work with predominantly executives and their teams to allow them to become more unified, productive, and profitable. And I was under contract with a Fortune 100 company, and I was not taking good care of myself. I was very sick. It never entered my mind, maybe I shouldn't get on that plane. And I was at the Dallas airport, very sick. So I went outside to just get some fresh air before my flight left. And I ended up passing out. I fell over a ledge, and I fell approximately 25 feet. So the good news is I landed on my right leg. And the bad news is I landed on my right leg. And so my right leg was shattered, and I had to have multiple surgeries over about a 11-month period of time before I even knew I was going to walk again, which I do. I'm very blessed in that way. I had some lower back fractures that took a while. I was much later diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury that took a very long time to fully recover from. I still have some challenges today, but if you would know me or meet me, they're very minor compared to what could have been my outcome. Mm-hmm. And the real blow started to happen when, around week four of being in the hospital, my former husband came, suitcases packed, saying he no longer wished to be married anymore. And even though I take full responsibility for my portion that contributed to that decision, we might agree the timing wasn't exactly optimal.
Not at all. I'm going to say this seems to be what I've read about and discussed with many other authors. This is a soul, the darkness of the soul? The soul, which is a redirection of your life because perhaps you weren't going in the right direction and it took you out of some of the thought patterns and relationships that maybe weren't good for you. And it was hard.
Yeah.
And it was really, really hard. I seem to find that the most spiritually evolved people are the ones that have the hardest challenges. I don't know why it's like that, but I have, over the course of 700 interviews, writing my books and doing Reiki sessions for hundreds and hundreds of people, that this seems to be the case. So
Yeah. So
your story is difficult to hear, and I'm sorry, I'm truly sorry you had to go through so much. But look,
well,
where it brought you. It brought you to be able to write a book and share and help other people. And that was your destiny.
Well, it's way more than just a book, because as I was recovering, and what I didn't get to finish, that I think is also an important piece, is that when we went to court, my former husband happens to be an attorney, and he was awarded full custody of our son who was only 4 and a half. And that's really when I broke in a lot of pieces. And to just cut to the chase, my mom was the one that suggested I learn how to meditate. And without giving a lot of details, this is when I began to open up to my healing gifts and what has now cultivated into my whole transformational system, excuse me, which is called the Miraculous Living Method. And this allows me to literally find anything that's interfering, causing a misalignment in your body, in your energetic circuitry, and we're able to shift that in a way that you're back into alignment. So it makes, not only do you know what steps to take, but you're able to take them so much easier. So I help people attract love, which makes me so happy. I assist people to release excess weight in my Loving Yourself Lean program. I have worked with entrepreneurs, business owners, to increase, build, and grow their businesses, make more money. Because energetically, I'm able to find the financial set point that's keeping you from growing and earning more. And I could give you lots and lots more examples.
Yes, I know. I've read your book completely. The Miraculous Living Method is partially comprised, you say, of sound healing, hands-on transformational energy cards, which you've developed, and affirming statements and scenarios. So it's a mind-body thought process. It's a thought process that creates a different reality, and in doing that, people do heal from their traumas and from their misbeliefs and from the pain of other people's perhaps treatment of them. So yes, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful process, and it really works. But you have to be consistent in all healing methods, and a lot of people come to me as a Reiki teacher, and they say, well, just touch me and heal me, and that's it. I can go about my business. You know, so, no, it doesn't work that way. I can set up an environment, but the person has to do the actual inner work and make the changes necessary in their thinking and behaviors to go forward and create what they want. Now, I wanted to ask you, what made you begin to think and talk about miracles? But you sort of answered that in a way, right?
Well, I think it really stems back to when I wrote my first book. I never thought I would be talking about miracles or being a voice for them. But when we organized my book, working again with my publisher, Robin Simons, and we got to the place of titling the book, I was led to share the story that I'm about to share with you. So I happen to have been raised Jewish, and in Judaism you give your child a Hebrew name, and typically that Hebrew name is after somebody who has already been deceased. And my father had recently passed away before my son was born, and I really wanted to honor my dad. My dad's Hebrew name was Nissen, which translates to miracle. And we also wanted to honor my former husband's grandfather, who had also recently passed away. His name was Charles, and in Hebrew that's Chaim, and that means to life. My son's Hebrew name is Nissen Chaim, which translates to the miracle of life.
Yeah.
And even though I never thought I would be a person talking, speaking, encouraging life about with miracles, it's what opened the door and led me down this path to finally embrace that is, in fact, what I've been guided to be a voice for.
Yes, I think that's very, very beautiful. So you had those seeds planted in you from the very beginning with these
Apparently
names.
so.
You know, I recently found out both my sisters have passed, my older sister was Rodell, and my younger sister was Suel. And El in Hebrew means of God. And I'm Cheryl, Y-L, not E-L. But my grandmother always called me Cheryl.
Oh, interesting.
She could not, and when she sent my birthday card, always days before my birthday, that's how it came in. And I could see where you could say Cheryl or you could say Cheryl.
You know, beautiful.
So you're telling that story reminds me of that. And I wanted to say something about miracles because I've been aware of, through a convention I went to, that there are 500,000 light beings around us right now because we're going through so many changes in the world, and they're here to help us, light beings. And I meditated on it, and I got messages from them. So I know that miracles are all around us, but if we're in a state of unknowingness or denial or simply beaten down by the heaviness of our own or other people's challenges, we forget to remember how miraculous life really is, and we don't believe change is possible. And that is the furthest thing from the truth. Your book is all about the possibilities, and so is my new book, A New Life Awaits. And I wrote this: since most people fear change, they resist commitment to their soul growth or development. They linger in a state of physical unconsciousness. It is easier to feed the physical body than it is to feed your spiritual essence. There can be little change in a person's understanding of who they are when they are only concerned with the joys of a physical life. I believe that we are all entitled to a beautiful and joyful material and physical life, but it will not happen fully if we only focus to that end and the spiritual concerns and issues are denied. So miracles begin when we begin to know who we are, right?
And to of course
appreciate
and also to just pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're everywhere. I don't know if you've ever seen a living heartbeat. I had that opportunity a few years ago when I had an echocardiogram. You know, it's phenomenal what our hearts do, our lungs. I mean, we could just go on and on. To look out your window, how did that tree grow? How is the grass growing, the flowers? How does even the snow fall? Because I know you're on the East Coast. I'm in San Diego. And so when we just pay attention to the tiny little ones, it opens our eyes to not only recognize maybe larger ones, but also to position ourselves to request more miracles and to open our hearts to receive them.
Absolutely. And you wrote, this is a little prayer and a little way of talking to spirit. I do it all the time also. You wrote, "Dear God, I am beyond grateful to be learning how to be more connected with you, to be able to tap into your infinite wisdom that you are continuously pouring through me, that your divine loving energy helps me to release the blocks that have been keeping away all the good you've been trying to provide for me. I am grateful that I am learning how to love and release those places of stuck energy and emotions. I am grateful I am learning how to support my mind to be thinking healthier and happier thoughts. I am forever grateful that I am on this incredible journey of creating a miraculous life." That's wonderful. That's it. That's almost the whole reason we're here on this earth, to say those words, to use those thoughts.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's just amazing. So let's go on to so what do people have to do to make their lives more miraculous? You just said it, actually, but let's think about a more practical approach.
Well, I think the first step is what I refer to as magic wand time. If you could wave your magic wand, how would you really want to be living your life? Where would you be living? Who would you be living with? What kind of work would you be doing or not? What kind of traveling, friends, family, adventures? You know, to really take a closer look, because a lot of times we deny the inner stirrings of our heart. Because, and as a result, we squash those desires. Mm-hmm. I believe the desires of your heart point you to the direction of your truth. As I mentioned, I work with singles who want to attract love. If that's something somebody desires, it's been implanted within you to guide you to learn, to grow. And that can be achieved, that can happen. And I've worked with people of all different ages, so it truly is never too late. I believe it points you to what I refer to as your divine destiny. And then I think it is important to look to see, well, where are you holding yourself back? Where are the barriers? And that's where people can benefit from people like you and me.
The barriers are simply, quite simply, fear. Fear that you are not up to the task. Fear that it's not the right time. When we conquer our fear and our childhood limitations by approaching them, by recognizing them, then we're able to make the changes that are necessary. So we've got to do a little work in conquering what's really not that important at maybe this moment in our life. Maybe it was in the past something we had to concern ourselves with. But we've got to grow. We've got to get past other people's belief systems. And you're right, we need that magic wand. We have to know ourselves what we truly, truly want, what our values are. And we can have mostly what we desire. We can manifest and create it with our thoughts and with our actions. So I want to thank you, Wendy Darling, author of Create Your Miraculous Life, It's Never Too Late, for sharing your detailed and authentic story, both of your own soul journey and challenges, and your transformational system, the Miraculous Living System, which can help people begin a renewed interest in the creation of their desires, dreams, and the path to letting go of past trauma, fear, and restrictions so they can manifest new joys and happiness in their lives. To read more about this, go to wendydarling.com, and for a free ebook, How to Rapidly Remedy the Major Issues Every Woman Faces, go to miraculousresultsnow.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have discovered once again that no matter the circumstances or challenges anyone faces, with the right mindset and perspective and asking for help, you can move beyond that difficulty. And there is a way to begin to change our thoughts and actions and tap into the divine state of creation from a heart and soul inner connection to universal source. We can begin to create what is more in alignment. And I think that's a word you used early in the show, and it's a very important one, in alignment to our life goals, thereby creating a reality that can reflect harmony, balance, love, and happiness. Beyond all fear and suffering, we can change the energy we are creating with our mind, for quite simply, negativity breeds more negativity. Acceptance, allowing, and surrendering to any situation with grace brings us to a higher state of consciousness, and we then reside in love, compassion, and eternal life. Wendy and I would have you remember that the universe loves it when we take action. And remember, any step is one step closer to fully living your miraculous life. We do it every day when we wake up with the intention to have a good day. The thought is the step to realizing what we truly are capable of creating. So you must begin. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, author of A New Life Awaits, And I invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to read about and listen to leaders in the metaphysical, scientific, spiritual, medical, psychological, and arts and music fields share their discoveries of the true nature of human life, healing, and creation of all things both here and beyond. Shows may also be heard on webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you for listening.